Blog Talk Radio.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by your friends at D-Generation X.
And now, Wrestling Excess Radio, here to bring you your excess into wrestling news and spoilers. X-Man John, James Rolls, and CJ. You can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingexcessradio and wrestlingexcess.ning.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Wrestling Excess. Let's try that again. What's up, guys? Welcome to Wrestling Excess Radio. X-Man John here. I'm assuming that James overslept at my expense. So, this is a special weekday and a morning edition of Wrestling Excess Radio. I apologize to all our listeners out there who... if for anyone who are looking forward to our Monday, our usual Monday night show, I had some, I ended up getting called into work, and then I had some other situations I had to deal with at home, so I apologize for the show or being canceled. But, yeah, we haven't, it's been about a week and a half since we've done the last show, some pretty big news. We got some draft spoilers. I guess I'm going to kick off the show with that. If it's any indication, this past or Monday night on Raw, the main event was Batista versus Randy Orton, the two respective WWE and World Heavyweight Champion number one contenders faced off. And it's being reported that Batista, despite the fact that he's been on Raw for the last 7 or 8 weeks, is still on SmackDown and is going to be drafted to Raw. That's one of our spoilers. And then the other spoiler is that Randy Orton will be drafted to SmackDown to feud with Jack Swagger, probably maybe even until SummerSlam, for the World Heavyweight Championship. So I really don't know what the point of moving Batista to Raw is if he's just going to... be losing in 2 weeks and be taking time off to film a movie. I think moving somebody, maybe like The Undertaker, who has some value to his name still, unlike Batista, who's either been hurt or taken time off the last 2 years. So Randy Orton on SmackDown, though, I like that. He's been on Raw for about like the last 5 years. So I think a change of scenery is going to do him good. And it's nice to see Randy Orton feuding with a younger guy, though, besides Legacy. I mean, he had his feud with Kofi Kingston and Sheamus. So it's nice to see that at least Randy Orton will feud with the young guys. And hopefully he can elevate. What am I saying? I apologize for that. Jack Swagger, like he did Kofi Kingston and Sheamus. I'm sorry for a little brain fart there. But, yeah, I think if anybody's going to be able to get or bring these guys up single-handedly, it's going to be Randy Orton. I mean, if anybody made Kofi Kingston look like a star since he's been in WWE, it was Randy Orton. John Cena did okay putting Kofi over, or put Sheamus over, I should say. And then Randy Orton helping him have a little prestige in his title run, being pinned by him at the Royal Rumble. So, I don't know, that's my take on, that for the WWE draft. If I can have anybody move, brands, I'd want The Undertaker to go to Raw because he's been on SmackDown since like 2003 or 2004, and I'd move CM Punk to Raw, and then I'd move John Cena with Randy Orton over to SmackDown. So just the bolts of the roster for one of our top stories, or that's every top story about SmackDown. I'm gonna get into that probably, I don't know, next half hour or so, maybe Maybe I'm going to probably take a couple-minute break around 12 o'clock. So maybe when I come back from break, we'll kick off the second half of the show with that. Who knows? But, yeah. What else do we got? For WWE draft, like I said, The Undertaker. Undertaker and CM Punk to Raw. Maybe John Cena, Randy Orton, SmackDown. And then I'd move Christian to SmackDown. That way you can reunite Edge and Christian. You know, a team that hasn't teamed together in 9 years, I think it would be entertaining. I think everybody has been dying to see Edge and Christian reunite. I think that's one of the main reasons why Edge turned babyface. I mean, besides that, they have a good follow-up to, or a good build-up, I should say, to WrestleMania. I think they more or less saw how the success that Generation X had in 2006 after not being reunited for the better part of 10 years. And I'd say WWE, if they're smart, is going to do the exact same thing. So, who knows? Thank God for this next story. NXT. Looks like it is going to be canceled. I think I read that Sci-Fi has canceled NXT due to its low rating, and WWE is now in talks with the Bravo network, the only thing I could think of that's on Bravo is Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I don't even know if that show's still on anymore. And then you got, maybe they're going to just put it on WWE.com, so... Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? I think NXT, after the first week when they didn't explain the whole rules and the concept, and I think they kind of ruined it from the get-go. I think they could have had a lot more promise to it if they actually didn't bullshit around for the first 4 or 5 weeks. So, yeah. Now they're paying the consequence. So, the Divas, Eve Torres, this past Monday night on Raw, became the new WWE Divas Champion. That is the first of many things to come for the Divas division, as there was a report out earlier this week that WWE has a renewed focus, I should say, on the Divas division. I think this is long overdue, as the Divas division has sucked since Lita and Trish left. And I think they could have picked somebody like Maryse or Natalya, who could have been the center focal point of the Divas division, not Eve Torres. But that's just my opinion. If they're serious about rebolstering the Divas division, they need to get rid of the whole Simply Flawless bullshit storyline that everybody hates. They need to. I understand that she's the widow of Eddie Guerrero. It's been 5 years, okay? You don't need to ride the coattails of Eddie Guerrero dying 5 years from now. I mean, I thought it was a little obnoxious and a little exaggerated when they carried out the Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, or the Chavo Guerrero, Rey Mysterio feud in 2007, and they're just feuding over the same thing they were a year prior. Why can't they just let the guy rest in peace or just let Vicky Guerrero ride off into the sunset like she was going to when she quit as general manager in 2000? I think it was actually just last year. Why would they bring her back unless she used up her money again? I mean, I don't think it's any secret that's the reason she became an on-air regular, and that's the reason Chavo came out of his quote-unquote retirement. Was because he used up Eddie Guerrero's money. But shit happens. But if you make the Simple Flawless stay, you need to make them stop acting like such prima donna bitches. Although I guess that's the whole kind of idea of the gimmick. I don't know, I just don't like it. And Vicky Guerrero wrestling stupidest idea I have ever seen in my life. It, especially when you botch a pinfall cover. I mean, I just wanted to gouge my eyes out when I saw Vicky Guerrero go up the top rope and almost fall off, let alone botch a pinfall cover. Are you kidding me? But they're her, and I'm going to hate to say this, Kelly. She's shown a lot of improvement, but her, she went from her level of knowledge of wrestling of a stripper to a five-year-old. I'm pretty sure my seven-year-old cousin could probably out-wrestle Kelly, because Kelly just goes around, taunts the fans, flips her hair, shakes her ass, gets her ass kicked, and walks out. That's what the divas have become. You have women who have beat their own ass up and have fought and struggled to learn to become great wrestlers like Natalya and Maryse and Mickie James and Gail Kim. And are you going to give time to bitches who don't even know how to wrestle like Kelly and Eve Torres and Layla? I mean, come on. But I don't know. Christopher Daniels, reported a few weeks ago, is no longer with TNA. He returned to Ring of Honor, and there was a report out. I don't know if this means they left Ring of Honor, which it would be epically fucking stupid for Hulk Hogan to get rid of them. But there's a report out that the Motor City Machine Guns have also returned to Ring of Honor, and they're going to be returning on May 8th in New York City. So I don't know what TNA is thinking, getting rid of both Christopher Daniels and the Motor City Machine Guns. I mean, anybody who's listening on the site, blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingaccessradio, or if you guys are in the chat, can you guys, Wayne Daly, I know you're in there, and thanks for the hype on Extreme Wrestling Scoops. That's with an X, .ning.com. So I know you're in there. I don't know if this means that they left TNA, but that's, I'm assuming that they're done with TNA. So, I really don't remember them being anything relevant since Hogan and Bischoff took over. So, but yeah, I don't know who. I really hope that younger guys like big names for them, for lack of a better word, like Samoa Joe could also be on his way out, as they're not really that high on him, at least Hogan and Bischoff are. So, I don't know. I think they really needed to focus on the guys like Daniels and the Machine Guns and Samoa Joe, guys who have been there from the get-go, and not WWE rejects like Ken Kennedy and Jeff Hardy, Elijah Burke, D'Angelo De Niro, which that has gold mine written all over it, because Vince McMahon's probably kicking himself in the ass for getting rid of him as he's seeing how good he is in TNA. But I mean, other than that, you have Ric Flair in there, who's basically Hogan, Bischoff, and Flair trying to turn this into freaking WCW with the guys they have in there. They have the band reuniting because the NWO reunion in 2002, that worked out so well, right? I mean, because that worked a year or two after the original faction disbanded, because that's going to work 8 years later, right? You got Evolution, or you got TNA is going to do their own Four Horsemen Evolution kind of stable. Do they really? I mean, I understand that they're recreating the Monday Night Wars, but how do Hulk Hogan and Dixie Carter just think to themselves, yeah, let's recreate all these ideas from the past. Let's just bring them in, or all these old ideas, all these old concepts, all these old faction superstars, let's bring them all into TNA, and that's going to work, or let's just bring them all in, and it's going to work, because it worked 20 years ago, right? But, I don't know. Chad, if you're listening, I apologize. It's just, I had to get a little rant out on TNA. But, anyway, November, as it was reported about 2 months ago, I think, WWE got rid of the Survivor Series pay-per-view. So, I've heard numerous, me, myself, I kind of, if they're going to bring back any, or big pay-per-view, they should bring back King of the Ring. But, I'd like to see them bring back King of the Ring, or maybe the War Games pay-per-view. I know that was part of the survey they had out. They had the War Games, Money in the Bank. They had like a Raw Roulette pay-per-view, which I think that actually would have been interesting. Because you could have had matches the same type. You could have had completely random matches all night. And, I mean, I like that idea, but I guess it didn't, or as far as the bulk of the wrestling fans, it really wouldn't work out too well, judging by the Cyber Sunday results, as Cyber Sunday was basically a flop as far as buy rates go, so I guess they want to kind of shy away from the random results and kind of do something that's more set in stone than anything else. So, I don't know. I'm an advocate for them bringing back the King of the Ring. I think King of the Ring gimmick could do wonders for heels like Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Ted DiBiase. I mean, Ted DiBiase is already showing light years of progress from when he was in Legacy. I mean, if he brings up the rumored Fortunate Sons faction up into WWE, and then on top of that being the $1 million champion, on top of being King of the Ring, I mean, that would just excel him into the stratosphere. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. There's still, to my knowledge, still no word on what the November pay-per-view is. I think WWE is kind of running out of time here to decide what pay-per-view they want to go with for November. But I'm going to assume that event, or in the next few months or so, we're going to see what pay-per-view they're gonna do. Who knows? Maybe Vince will just say, "The hell with it, and let's just bring back Survivor Series." I have no idea. But anyway, the last week in news we had, there wasn't really that much up until about this week. There hasn't really been too much news. There's been about, there was Impact, TNA Impact, smartly moving from 9 to 11 on Mondays to 8 to 10. Sorry, just having a little brain fart today. First live show, give me a little credit. The whole NCAA tournament excuse, like I said a couple weeks ago, that was bullshit. It was clearly obvious they wanted to see how they do in the ratings, and then all of a sudden the next day, or virtually the next day, I don't know if it was the next day, they make the announcement that they're staying 8 to 10. So, I just hope to God this doesn't mean that Raw goes 3 hours every week. If they don't have the storyline capabilities, they don't have anything that would, they don't have the talent, they don't have the storylines, they don't have the, especially with as bad as the guest hosts have been, Raw for 3 hours would probably tank faster than WCW Nitro for 3 hours. But I don't know. I'm not in charge of it. If I was in charge of it, a lot of things would be different in WWE. Bret Hart made a surprise return to Monday Night Raw this week, advocating that Show Miz is the best tag team ever, and that how Bret Hart said that the two tag teams of his families are the best tag teams, or that is the Hart Foundation and the British Bulldog. And then he said that the Hart Dynasty could beat them as well. And that there was a stipulation of the match that D.H. Smith that came out and challenged Miz to a match, and that the stipulation was if Miz can beat D.H. Smith, then, or David Hart Smith, then Bret Hart come next Monday on Raw will have to come out and proclaim that the Miz and Big Show are the greatest tag team ever. So, who knows? I don't think any person with a quarter brain realizes or that thinks that Bret Hart's actually going to come out and say that. I think it's pretty, or at least in my opinion, I think it's pretty obvious that Bret Hart's going to come out and try to get the Hart Dynasty tag team title match for Extreme Rules, considering there are only 4 matches announced for the card. So, I don't know. I was actually surprised. I thought at first it was the Hart Dynasty coming out, and then it ended up being Bret Hart coming out, and the ovation he got from the British fans was just amazing. So, yeah, this week WWE's guest hosts are Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, and Ryan Phillippe. Trying to think what movie they're from. Oh, they're from, I believe that's the MacGruber cast that's hosting Raw that week. If I'm not mistaken, if I am, please forgive me, guys, but I think that's the MacGruber cast that's going to be hosting Raw this week. Which will basically put me to sleep about 9:05. Then we have the injury bug, I wouldn't really call it an injury bug as much as superstars are just going to be dropping like flies in WWE. Triple H has nagging neck injuries. John Cena's got bad back problems. The Undertaker's got really bad hip issues. And then, Batista's leaving for a movie and then leaving WWE. Shawn Michaels is retired. Matt Hardy's got biceps injury. I mean, they need to elevate guys like Drew McIntyre, John Morrison, and Kofi Kingston to the main event now. They can't wait until the end of NXT when you can have Bryan Danielson carry Monday Night Raw like he did Ring of Honor for years. I mean, you're gonna rest the hopes on one man, if that's even what they're gonna do, or you're gonna have a guy who's already been in the main event for years, like Edge or Chris Jericho or CM Punk, come to Raw and be the focal point of that brand. Because with no Shawn Michaels, Triple H, or John Cena, Raw is gonna be needing some star power, and in a big way. And I mean, WWE's done a good job in the last year or two or creating stars like John Morrison and R-Truth and The Miz and Kofi Kingston and Sheamus and Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. But, I mean, they need to start putting some emphasis on the – if they're going to use guys, older guys, then you know what? Bring Kane over to Raw. Put Kane as WWE or World Heavyweight Champion, whichever title stays on Raw. You know what? Have a veteran guy who's been there for 20 years be the focal point of the brand for the first time in his entire career. Not a guy like Edge, CM Punk, or Chris Jericho who have been thrusted into the title picture for the last few years. Why not either make it a new guy be the center of the brand, or have a guy who's been there who hasn't been used as the center of the brand? I mean, I remember they were going to try and make Mark Henry a main event babyface when he was moved to Raw last year. You know what? Why not do that now? You're going to have a month or two without Triple H. You're going to have a month or two without John Cena. You know, if not longer for Triple H, if his neck is really badly damaged to the point where he's not going to work house shows, then he could be out for an excess 6 months. So, you know, who knows? WWE can be in trouble, though. I mean, TNA, 1 week, could be pulling a 0.9, and then you're going to go to Raw. You're going to look at Raw the next week after the draft, and you're moving Randy Orton. John Cena is going to be there. Triple H is going to be written off, in my opinion, I think, after Extreme Rules. And all of a sudden, you're going to have John Cena and The Miz as your big names on Raw. Jack Swagger, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Chris Jericho, Edge, they're all going to be on SmackDown. And I understand the fact that they want to bolster the roster, but, you know, they need to make more stars now and not wait until later. So, that's just my rant rave. And, speaking of superstars to come in and help the younger guys or help out in a tight spot, WWE gets heard to that point. I got a few superstars right here, and I'd be interested to get you guys hear you guys' feedback on this. But I got 7 superstars right here who could do anything from guest host to return as wrestlers or debut as wrestlers for WWE. And those 7 people are Booker T, Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, Kurt Angle, Goldberg, Paul Heyman, and Brock Lesnar. I think Booker T and Kurt Angle wants his contract up. I think his contract's up in the fall. They'd be able to work wonders with the younger guys. I mean, Daniels would be able to help with with more of the younger guys. Daniel's been a wrestler for a better part of like 10 years. He knows what he's doing. He's better than majority. He's better than Cena. He'd whoop Cena's ass in every match. You got Bill Goldberg. They need star power. You put Bill Goldberg in as guest host. You put him, bring him back for a few months as part of a storyline. Something like that. Add some star power. Add some focus. Add some reason for superstars to watch your show. Paul Heyman. He was a great general manager. I loved him. I loved him on SmackDown. And then he was even better in ECW because that was where he excelled. That's where he made his name, was in the old ECW. Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar hasn't been in WWE in like 6 years. Why not bring him in, especially with all the UFC fans, all the mixed martial arts fans out there, who love Brock Lesnar. You don't think for a second they see him on TV, they're not going to watch him? I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I'll dive into this some more. It's about 12 o'clock right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take about 5 minutes. Play some music, anyone listening right now, or at least have some entertainment. And then when I get back, I'll talk about this some more, those 7 superstars. And then run down the lockdown card for this Sunday, and I'll run down the WWE Extreme Rules card and a couple potential matchups we could be seeing. And then I'll end the show talking about the top story of the week for WWE. So right now, I'm going to be playing The Show by Synth October. Hope you guys enjoy it. Guys, X-Man Jen here. I'm back. James still hasn't showed up conveniently. It's going to be interesting when I get or when the show's on, to tell you that much. All right, so I ended the first half of the show, and I was talking about seven superstars who I think would help bolster the roster, or the ratings for WWE, whether it be as guest hosts or as debuting superstars or returning superstars to help out the younger guys. And if anybody's just listening now or missed those seven superstars, they are Booker T, Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, Kurt Angle, Bill Goldberg, Paul Heyman, and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar has said in recent days that he'd be willing to, or he basically said he'd be willing to host or Monday Night Raw if the opportunity arose. He said he wouldn't turn it down. Paul Heyman, I doubt that one very seriously, especially how bad a terms he left in 2006. Goldberg, everybody knows Goldberg's coming back eventually. Kurt Angle, His contract, I believe, if he signed a one-year contract, his contract's up in August or September, so he'd be able to return at the Night of Champions pay-per-view, which trying to see what where the Night of Champions pay-per-view is this year. Night of Champion is in Rosemont. Oh, okay. Thank you, TH, for listening. At least I know one person out there is listening, Wayne Daly, Mr. Takerman, which Mr. Takerman, if he is hosting or listening, a little, I just spoiled it. July, I got to look at the date. July, I believe I'm going to say the 10th, 2010. Live here on Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Takerman will be debuting his new show as a part of Wrestling Access Radio, Ringside Rebound. You guys may remember, some of you may remember, a few months ago, the failed experiment me and James had on our Sunday show called this or Week in Review. And Mr. Takerman kindly stepped up and took the offer to host the show. We tried for weeks and weeks and weeks to get him a host, co-host. He doesn't want one, so look for him starting, I'm going to say July 10th will be his debut Ringside Rebound. And all I'm going to say is I don't even know what he's going to be doing on the show. As far as I know, it's just all I told him, do a recap show. That's all I care about. So, you guys' guess is as good as mine is what we're going to be seeing from Mr. Takerman on Ringside Rebound coming this July. Speaking of this July, Wrestling Access Radio is also going to be going 2 hours July 5th on a date that will be determined, which, by the way, any of our listeners, go to Wrestling Access, X-E-E-S-S, .ning.com, go to the bottom of the homepage, and there's a poll there. Now, I'm trying to get as much word out about this poll as I can because there are four time slots on it, and they are Monday nights, our normal time slot, Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. We have Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., Thursday nights at 8 p.m., and Friday nights at 10 p.m. One of those four time slots will be the new time slot for Wrestling Access Radio. Come May, or the poll will be done May 1st. So for the next 2 weeks, the poll's still going to be up. And I was polling for Thursdays. I kind of like doing the Thursday show, but a lot of people like Wednesday, so we'll see. Yes, TH. From Wrestling News Center, James site, WrestlingNewsCenter.ning.com. I appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you very much. What else? All right, you know what? We got about, I'm going to say about 15, 20 minutes left. So I'm going to jump into the TNA Lockdown card, and then I'm going to, I'll talk about the big news of the week. So, because it's an old commercial. Sorry. All right. First match for TNA Lockdown this Sunday, each match will be a steel cage match. First, we have the beautiful people, that's Madison Rayne and Velvet Sky versus Angelina Love and Tara for all three women's titles, title belts. So I'm assuming that means whichever team gets the pinfall gets all three belts. So it'll be interesting to see the heels battle over who becomes Knockouts champion, if that happens. I'm gonna take the beautiful people to or I'm gonna take Velvet Sky to win the Knockouts championship. And then you got Team 3D, Team 3D, Brother Ray, Brother Devon, and versus the band, which is basically NWO, Scott Hall and Six Pac, in a steel cage tag match. I'm the worst person to do TNA, anything TNA, because I don't really watch it that much, but I'm going to take Team 3D just because I don't like the fact that TNA brought back the NWO. Kevin Nash versus Eric Young. Eric Young's, I guess, been getting a push for the last few weeks, teaming up with Kevin Nash, kind of like a young Shawn Michaels was, and then all of a sudden, Kevin Nash turned on him and joined the NWO. So I'm going to take Eric Young in this match and get his retribution on Kevin Nash. Douglas Williams, the TNA X Division champion, will be defending his X Division title, against Shannon Moore. I'm sorry, another WWE reject, no pun intended, just put me to sleep, and Kazarian in a triple threat match for the TNA, I'm going to say Kaz, just because he's been getting a push, like insane push, but at least his hype and exposure is concerned, since being, or returning from the Suicide character, so. Interesting. Kurt Angle takes on Mr. Anderson. Now, this week, they have a ladder match in which the key for the ring was hanging above the, or key for the cage is hanging above the ring, and whoever had the key could lock himself out. Well, like I said last week, with one of the fucking referees not let them out and the superstars do it themselves. Because that makes sense. That makes total sense, I swear. Team Hogan, you have Abyssomania, Jeff Jarrett, Jeff Hardy, Rob Van Dam, that comprise Team Hogan versus Team Flair, which is Sting, Beer Money, and Desmond Wolfe. I'm going to take Team Flair in this just because I've read that TNA's Four Horsemen kind of group will be comprised of Beer Money, Desmond Wolfe, and AJ Styles, so I doubt very seriously three of the four of the members of that group are going to lose. Then why Flair's, I don't know. That's stupid. Steel cage match in the main event for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. D'Angelo De Niro, the Pope, takes on the phenomenal AJ Styles. Just because I'd like to see changes. I'd like to see upsets. I know it won't happen. I know AJ Styles is going to retain. I'd like to see D'Angelo De Niro win just because TNA hasn't had a black champion in, like, years. I honestly think Monty Brown, Ron Killings, I'm not sure if Booker T was ever TNA World Heavyweight Champion. I know he was the Legends Champion. I don't know. I think they need to have more black champions just because of, or they need to stop favoring, or Caucasians and just have some more African Americans in the spotlight for once. I mean, WWE hasn't even had that many since Booker T was World Heavyweight Champion in 2006. So once again, my picks for the pay-per-view, the Beautiful People will win, Team 3D, Eric Young, Kaz, I never gave my pick for this match. I'm going to say Mr. Anderson's going to beat Kurt Angle, Team Flair, and then D'Angelo De Niro, I want to win. So that's my picks. And then WWE Backlash Replacement Extreme Rules is in 2 weeks, which means we still have time them to build up some more matches. You have CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio. If CM Punk loses, he has to have his head shaved bald. A friend of mine was just telling me the other day how he thinks it's the stupidest idea. I like it. I hated CM Punk going around shaving people's heads bald. I thought that was the stupidest thing. But when his gimmick turned around on him, I like that. I think it's been a long time coming. I think this match should have been done at WrestleMania, the stipulation. But I don't know why they're not going to just make it a stipulation match. Also, I mean, it's extreme rules where every match is no disqualification, count out. I don't know. I'm gonna take CM Punk in the match, or not CM Punk, Rey Mysterio in the match. Just because a year ago, CM Punk ended up getting a haircut, and now all of a sudden they have a match for CM Punk to be, or have his head shaved bald. A street fight, which will basically be a lightsaber. Or WWE's version of a lightsaber battle, in my opinion. Triple H versus Sheamus. Triple H will have a sledgehammer. Sheamus is going to have a steel pipe. And like I said, it's going to be WWE's version of a lightsaber battle. They're going to be going back and forth with their weapons. Steel chair here, steel chair there, table here, table there. Put them through the announce table, hit them with the sledgehammer. Triple H is going to win. That's pretty bad how predictable some matches in WWE are. The WWE Championship is on the line in a last man standing match. John Cena, the WWE Champion, defends against Batista. I think anybody who's listened to this obviously is a fan obviously reads internet news. So everybody knows, and I said before, that Batista is taking time off. So there is about a snowball's chance in hell of seeing Batista walk out of Extreme Rules as WWE Champion. And then you have the world, what I think deserves to be the main event, the World Heavyweight Championship, in an Extreme Rules match fitting. Jack Swagger, who doesn't have a speech impediment, I swear, versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton, I think, better with the world title than he did the WWE title. Randy Orton, I don't know if he's going to win this one. Maybe he'll win it over the limit. But Randy Orton hasn't been world heavyweight champion since, I believe, 04 when Triple H beat him. Yeah, 04 when Triple H beat him at Unforgiven. So, and then, I'm going to pick I'm going to pick Jack Swagger to retain just because I don't think they're going to give the babyface the title right away, especially if his name isn't John Cena or Triple H. So WWE really hasn't done that good of a job. On Raw, at least. On SmackDown, they've done a great job of Edge trying to become world champion and every kind of drawback he can have. Or let's try that again without my voice cracking. Every drawback he can have in his way. And speaking of Edge, a couple potential matchups I thought of, I think they might do, could be Edge versus Chris Jericho in a steel cage match, just for Edge to get his, like, retribution and then move on to maybe a title feud or something like that, or move on to reunite with Christian maybe after the draft. Who knows? And then Matt Hardy versus Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Championship in a ladder match. I think that'd be interesting. I think Matt Hardy finally getting a chance to go after a title that actually means something is nice. I mean, the ECW title, I'm pretty sure the shit in my garbage can probably means more than the ECW title or world title does, at least WWE. So, I don't know. Both have good main events, but I just don't have the feel for this pay-per-view like I did WrestleMania. Not even close to the level of excitement. I'm not even really that excited for Extreme Rules, honestly. But, those are the cards. And then, finally, now, with about 7 or 8 minutes left, we go to the top story of the day.
Oh, my God!
And this story, just because I feel like playing it.
Awesome!
And, it's breaking news. It was yesterday. WWE SmackDown is going to the Sci-Fi Network, and I kind of alluded to this earlier. WWE is moving for the first time in 11 years. SmackDown will be off of network television, will be on cable for the first time ever. Why they would pick the Sci-Fi Network of all things is beyond me. I mean, WWE, if they really want to get ratings for the shows and NBC wants to get ratings, why not put Raw or SmackDown on NBC? I mean, NBC has, like, shit for shows anyway. They're getting just bitch-slapped with everybody. I mean, everybody just craps all over what they have for primetime. Their primetime's horrible these days. I don't know. Why not put SmackDown on NBC or something like that? Or put SmackDown on USA, put Raw on NBC. Just my opinion. But yeah, SmackDown's being moved to Sci-Fi. And I don't like that opinion or that move. I think it has something to do with maybe NBC and WWE collaborating on a potential on the WWE network. So, and I don't know why they would pick Sci-Fi of all networks to move it to, especially when not everybody has Sci-Fi. But who knows? Then again, I'm not in charge of WWE, but yeah, WWE is moving SmackDown to the Sci-Fi Network Friday, October 1st. And at the same time, NXT has been canceled, and that, I think, is because of NXT is being canceled because of the fact that SmackDown is being moved to Sci-Fi, and that and that, like I said, I alluded to it a little bit earlier, and I really don't know what else they could do with NXT other than put it on WWE.com, because I really don't think many people care, give a crap about, apologize for how bad I've covered this story. I had a few computer problems I was trying to take care of, so I could get the switch word back up. But I don't think really many people care to know what channel Bravo is, for especially for a show that's as shitty as NXT. And I think, I don't think that many people are going to be searching all over the cable guide for sci-fi. Especially if they weren't watching NXT on and ECW on sci-fi, why the fuck would they watch SmackDown on sci-fi? Why would they search all over for a network they don't give a shit about? Why not put SmackDown on something like, I don't know, I guess I'll put it on NBC. Put it back or leave it on my network. They've been doing steady or 1.7, 2.0 ratings. But, I don't know. But, I guess that's really all we got here. I appreciate TH, WrestlingNewsCenter.ning.com, for listening to the show. Wayne Daly from Extreme Wrestling Scoops.ning.com. Appreciate you listening. Don't forget to check out Lords of Evolution Radio Tuesdays at nine. At blogtalkradio.com/LordsOfEvolutionRadio. And then, of course, WrestlingExcess.ning.com, your direct access to the wrestling industry. Wrestling News Radio, me and James Rolls, combined our website, WrestlingNewsRadio.ning.com. Great show. Please check out Force of Wrestling.com, Force Wrestling Radio. Al, buddy of mine, well, somewhat, he's a good guy. He runs his show. I'm pretty sure if you listening to this show, then you guys know that know about Force of Wrestling. Yeah, just figured I'd get all my plugs out of the way. And once again, anybody listening, I appreciate it. Starting out small, eventually I hope we can get it bigger. We can get the show bigger, get the audience bigger. So I got some big things planned for the show and the website. And I hope that we can get the audience and eventually get the big or get these big things that I have planned for the site to fruition. So once again, thank you guys so much for listening. Anybody out there who is listening, I appreciate it, and catch you on the flip side. Take it easy, guys.